Test 1, 2, 3.
Sounds great.
Testing.
You can just talk into that in a normal tone of voice.
When my husband and I separated after 16 years of marriage. We were apart 8 months, during which time we stayed in counseling together, achieved some personal growth, and each sowed some wild oats. We both realized we missed the other one and are reconciling. As part of that process, we've agreed to answer each other's questions with 100% honesty, with the hope of starting fresh. I go first.
Do you swear to answer every question honestly?
I swear.
Did you let men fuck you?
Yes.
Did you let them use your pussy?
Yes.
Did you let them fuck your ass?
No.
We were separated 8 months. How many different men did you date?
5.
Of the 5 that you dated, how many did you have sex with?
4.
Over the 8 months, how many times did you hook up with someone, apart from the men you were dating?
Also 5.
How many times were you fucked during the 8 months we were separated?
I don't know.
Ballpark it.
8 months, about 240 days, 33, 34 weeks. I'll go with 50. 50 times. Kind of sounds like a lot.
Of the 5 people you dated, how many did you have sex with on the first date?
2. Should be none, but it's 2.
Back to the 9 that fucked you. Did you suck their cocks?
Yes.
Did they come in your mouth?
Yes, most wanted to.
Did you swallow their cum?
Yes.
Did they come on your face?
Yes, sometimes.
Did they come on your tits?
Yes.
Did they come on your ass?
No.
Did they eat your pussy?
Yes.
Did they eat your ass?
Yes.
Did you eat their ass?
No, gross.
Did your new guy friends reach under your bra to feel your tits?
Yeah, don't all guys do that?
Did they reach their hands down your pants to put their fingers in your cunt?
Yes, like clockwork.
Did you fuck married men?
Yes, not on purpose.
Did you fuck in hotels?
Yes.
Did you fuck in motels?
Yes.
Did you fuck in cars?
Yep.
Did you fuck in public?
No.
Have you met up with someone for no other reason than to have sex?
Like you haven't. Yes.
Have you texted someone and said come fuck me or words to that effect?
Nope.
Did you make everyone that fucked you wear a condom?
No.
Did you ever loudly say fuck me during sex?
With embarrassing frequency.
Did you ever loudly say eat my pussy or words to that effect during sex?
Thought it, never said it.
Did you sit on your lover's faces? Was it your idea, or theirs?
Yeah, always theirs.
Were you with more than one man at a time?
Yes.
Explain.
Cindy had a party that got pretty wild, and 4 guys including Mike and Kelly fucked me in the guest room. It was crazy.
How did you feel about the size of the dicks you came across during the last 8 months?
I didn't pay a lot of attention to size. Maybe that means they were all pretty average. One younger guy is really large down there though and very physical in his lovemaking. I knew when I'd see him every time that he would wear me out.
Have you been with a woman?
No, I have not.
I've known you for 20 years. All this sex talk has made your panties wet, your nipples erect, and you really want to fuck. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, so right. Can we take a break so I can ride your cock?
Just a few more minutes, then yes. Have you purchased lingerie from someplace like Victoria's Secret, specifically for your dating life?
No.
Where have you had sex in our house?
In the family room. In the hot tub. It can't be great hearing that, I'm sorry.
Would it surprise or upset you to know that I've seen some of your liaisons by remotely monitoring the home security system?
Not really. I knew the cameras were there, and the blue lights were always on. I just assumed you could be watching. It actually made me feel safer. Did you masturbate? Did you watch much?
I started, but it was too hard to watch. I turned it off after about 30 seconds. You deserved your privacy. Have you been fucked while still mostly dressed?
Yeah, I find it happens more in the early days of a relationship, when things are new and exciting.
Have you been bent over and fucked?
Several times. Never gets old.
Have you been compelled or forced to have sex after expressing the choice not to?
Kind of a tricky one. Forced is probably too strong a word. There are times when I turn on Netflix planning to spend a quiet evening watching a movie, but find myself being fingered and licked, until I just turn it off and open my legs and let whoever it is fuck me.
Do you ever hold your pussy lips open for your boyfriends?
Ew, no, that's nasty.
Have you stripped for a man, letting him watch you undress?
No, not really. Not like a striptease. I undress in front of a lover, but I don't make a big production of it.
Are you naked in pictures or videos on anyone's phone?
Hopefully not. He said he deleted them.
Have you masturbated for any of your lovers?
I've been asked to, but I'm too embarrassed.
Have you been picked up by a man you didn't know?
Yes.
Did being picked up in this manner result in you having sex with a stranger?
It did.
You said you didn't let guys fuck you in the ass. Did they try?
They tried, probed around back there waiting for encouragement.
How many of the 9 tried?
At least 7. At least.
Why didn't you let any of the 7 in your ass?
That's for my husband.
Did all your partners make you come?
Sometimes, most of the time.
Tell me about a sexual encounter in the last 8 months, that you remember as particularly good, or particularly bad.
This comes to mind as particularly bad. It involves 2 of your friends, so I expect you'll enjoy it less than me. At Cindy's party, I was on my back on the living room floor, and Mike was doing me missionary while Cindy watched. Kelly put his penis in my mouth, and laid across me, pinning my head down with his crotch, face fucking me really violently. He kept thrusting, trying to make me choke or gag. He wouldn't let me up. Mike made him stop.
That's really hard to hear. I know we talked about this, but I'm just not sure how he escapes without me kicking his ass.
Let's forget him and go ahead with the questions.
Are you doing any kinky stuff or role-playing?
You mean like bondage or S&M? Not doing any of that. One guy likes me to jack him off and tell him how other men fuck me. That's about the only thing that makes him come. Other than that, it's pretty vanilla.
Sign me up for that program.
Would you like that, really? We can do that. He liked when I did it in my bra and panties. Does that work for you?
It works great for me. Explain to me what happened at the house last Sunday.
Should I describe it for the audio thing?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
You came by the house to put your SL in the garage for the winter and get your SUV. When you walked from the garage into the house, I was on the floor naked, with my legs spread, my ankles about your knee level. I was in a state you described as catatonic, not speaking. You thought for sure I was mental, but I looked good, so you decided to fuck me anyway. You put the tip of your cock in me to see if I was wet, and I said something like, "Don't play with it." Heard it. That turned you on, so despite the fact that neither of us had any natural lubricant working, we went hard at each other. It was extremely painful, but neither of us would stop fucking the other one. After about 30 intense minutes, we were both chafed from the floor. I nuzzled your neck and whispered, "Use me," into your ear. That turned you on all over again. You turned me onto my stomach and started to fuck me in my ass. I'd hate to see video of it. We were like animals. I was pushing back into you. I just wanted you inside me deeper. That's what Sunday was about, realizing that my life had a big void I needed to address.
Let's do some hypotheticals. First one. I come to you and tell you I lost $50,000 in a poker game. The man I lost to threatens violence if I don't pay within the hour. He's seen you and offers to clear the debt if you'll fuck him for 2 hours.
I'd say 2 hours, start the clock. If I can protect my family from violence, of course I will.
Hypothetical, I tell you I want to watch you having sex with another man.
A week ago I would have said okay, I'll make it happen, sicko. Today, I want to put all that behind me, and return to being a monogamous suburban wife. There's room for discussion because I want you to be happy, but it's not something I'd pursue if it were my decision alone.
Hypothetical. An attractive couple comes to us offering to swap spouses for an overnight stay.
I'd discuss it if it was important to your happiness. The last 8 months hasn't been some great awakening for me. I don't want to be a hot wife or enter the lifestyle. On the other hand, I don't want to be inflexible because that's in part what got us to where we are. One thing the last 8 months taught me is that sex can just be a physical act, and not something I'll put my marriage at risk over again. So if you need to watch me have sex with midgets, or wear a spike collar, I can do that.
Did you ever fuck 2 or more of the 9 on the same day?
Yeah, not proud of that.
I'm going to fuck your ass tonight.
Yes, please.